My name is Cynthia Stanchoff, and I am from Chesterville. Compromise, compromise. Many seem impressed that this bill is a great compromise. Bills usually are. But let's not forget another meaning of the word compromise. To dilute or weaken, as in to compromise one's integrity, for example. I strongly believe that the important part of LURC's mission is to protect Maine's 10.4 million acre wilderness habitat from exploitation by corporate commercial interests that are eager to profiteer from it to the detriment of our state overall. Does LD 1798 strengthen LURC's focus and ability to protect Maine's treasures and keep their value here? Or is it, in the words of your own committee member, I believe, a means of turning the commission into an economic development board? Although I see many problematic things in this bill, I want to limit my testimony to objecting specifically to the proposed changes in the wording in Section 681, the purpose and scope of the Land Use Regulation Commission. I want to do this because these changes, at the outset, promote a fundamental shift in emphasis from preventing inappropriate development to encouraging various kinds of development. These changes at first appear minor, but they are, in fact, very deliberate. Indeed, the devil is in the detail. Just three examples, and there are more. First of all, from extending principles of sound subdivision control, they change it to extending principles of sound development. Second, instead of preventing the intermixing of incompatible industrial, commercial, etc. activities, the commission should, instead of prevent them, discourage them. Third, a change finally from preserving the ecological and natural values to conserving them. Now, that means a lot to some people. And I'm not sure what all it implies, but somebody took the trouble to change it from preserving to conserving. Taken together, the changes in purpose and scope do not point to increased rigor in applying protections to Maine's North Woods and its ecological integrity. Instead, they hint at the pernicious erosion of the tools needed for coherent and consistent defense of our precious resources against highly sophisticated and aggressive development interests who are no doubt looking forward with great anticipation to the opportunities created by this good compromise. Thank you.
Thank you, and we had 25 seconds left. That was very good. Let's